We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
I'm Joe Thomas, and you're listening to the Dogs of War podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Dogs of War podcast. Still the number one podcast for the shittiest football team in the history of American sports. You got Kevin.
And Raleigh.
And Baby Page is here once again to keep our spirits high because Lord knows we need it. It gives me no pleasure to report for the fourth straight week on this podcast, this godforsaken football team, that we fall. Final score of 20-16. Somehow they let us stay in that game till the very end. So it's actually more of an indictment on them than we knew we were going to lose that game. So let's be real here. Browns fall to 1-5 on the year. Now, there's a whole hell of a lot we can get into and talk about and bitch and moan about, but we're not going to. Why? Because this is going to be coming out on a Friday. If you're listening to this when it comes out, it is Friday. We made it. It's the weekend. Hopefully the guards who start playing in a few minutes will win tonight and we'll be in a great mood, knock on wood, on Friday. I'm not even going to bring up or discuss the Bill Barnwell article because I'm just going to get mad and sad and depressed again. That was a very hard read. On Monday.
For those of you that don't know, the Browns are, Mom, we got to do it for our moms. They don't even know what we're talking about. The Bill Barnwell article talked about how of 558 teams since the year 2000, the Browns rank 550th in terms of like offense and all of these stats. And
more or less. And I think the numbers might actually be closer to like 700. I don't know if it was quarterbacks or teams, but
there was both.
The research and stats that Barnwell brought, who's a reporter online, you can go find him on anywhere, just search his name. And it'll be the most, I'm sure most people listening have read this article by now. It is the most sobering article. And again, high bar with this franchise. The most sobering article I've read about this franchise, this team, ever.
Yeah.
We're in hell. And right now, there is nothing to look forward to. Yes, I understand. I don't want to put a damper on. We'll save us till the end. Maybe, certainly at the very least, on the Mount Rushmore of Cleveland athletes of all time.
Chubb.
Who's coming back this week. But Cooper's gone.
We got a third round pick that we have to pick somebody that's okay.
Or the third round pick gets used to move up in the first round of the draft next year to get that next quarterback. That's where we're at, folks. We're on to the next quarterback.
I don't think they're going to have to work too hard to move up.
I hope
we're
not
going to do move up from one.
And
to
late
negative.
Breaking news, folks. We're trying. I know every week we've been saying we're going to come with the energy and the fun, and we will. Promise. This is just still with the expectations, with what we had last year, with the roster that we thought we had this year. This is still just very, very, very sobering, depressing, horrific, hell.
Yeah, so
we're not there yet.
Yeah, we're going to keep this episode under 5 minutes.
And late-breaking news, it's officially announced now that the Browns are moving to Brook Park for the new stadium.
We know there's power in our numbers. We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C. Not extremist Bernie Moreno. If elected, Moreno could make the radical Project 2025 playbook a reality, endangering our democracy and our hard-won rights and freedoms. Together, we can stop Moreno and his allies from reversing everything our ancestors fought for. Social security, voting rights, and more. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of life-saving drugs like insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
We know there's power in our numbers. We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C., not extremist Bernie Moreno. If elected, Moreno can make the Radical Project 2025 playbook a reality, endangering our democracy and our hard-won rights and freedoms. Together, we can stop Moreno and his allies from reversing everything our ancestors fought for: Social Security, voting rights, and more. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of life-saving drugs like insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
This is not a knock to... I don't want people to think I'm being insensitive to the businesses downtown. A lot of good friends, a lot of family that own businesses, restaurants, bars downtown. So I feel for them tremendously. I saw what it does. Cleveland's a small town. Many of you have friends, family that own or somehow involved or make money off of downtown on game days. I get it. Cleveland's a small town. It's what we do. I just don't care that much. I really don't.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if they play downtown or in Brook Park to me. I don't care. And I, again, do not take that as insensitivity to the economy downtown. At the end of the day, there's 8 Sundays a year with maybe 2 concerts in there. We're going to get one of the nicest stadiums in the world built, 10-minute Uber away from downtown, and we'll have shit there 300 days a year.
When you say you don't
care. And I'm still going to be going downtown before and after the games if I'm there, right?
When you say you don't care, are you saying, like, you're indifferent, or no, you don't care?
I don't care
about
where the stadium is. If they were building it in Ashtabula, that's different. It's Brook Park. It's a 10-minute Uber from downtown. It's not going to kill anyone. And if you want to take public transportation, the train goes right there too. So we'll survive, folks. Again, this is not for the businesses, but
is this
going to
be
care.
Like a 3 years from now situation?
Roughly, like I think, and I have not done all the homework and reading yet. I think I saw maybe 2029, 2030. So we got ways to go, folks.
Oh,
we got many more years downtown on the lake. Long way to go. That's 5 years is from now. 5 years ago is like before COVID. So think about that. It's a long way to go.
Yeah, hopefully hopefully the team goes to like Baltimore again before then.
Don't please. No, I can't do that right now. I can't.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. I hope they stay. I hope we can just go through that. Whatever. I feel like it was do you think it was a PR stunt announcing that they thought there would be an overwhelming amount of excitement to distract us from the depressing current state of the union?
It leaked before the Browns or Bibb could make their actual official statement. Bibb came out and has some, I don't have them right in front of me, so I'm not going to try and paraphrase. Bibb had some harsh words for the Haslams today. They're all over social media. As a mayor of a city would, there's nothing against Bibb. I get it. You got to, you know, protect the fort. I'll be very curious to see what the official announcement and release says later on today or tomorrow when the Haslams come out with it. We'll see what happens. Who knows? I don't know anything about real estate or logistics or any of that. I say burn Lakefront Airport to the ground and build the gnarliest thing out there. But that's me. Hey, speaking of PR, thank God Chubb is going to be back this weekend.
Chubb's back. Man
runs out onto the field. Oh, suck it, Cincy. I can't wait.
I hope so. I hope he is close to the same guy he was. And if he's close to the same guy he was, I would take 20 of him any day of the week.
Just the presence. Just seeing that number and that name out there.
Got to give a shout out.
God almighty.
Got to give a shout out to Garrett with jumping over the line and causing a defensive touchdown.
This two very different situations, organizations, teams, players. Relax. I get it. This is like after we lost LeBron and had to suck and be the worst team in the world in 2011, and then Kyrie came on board and the Cavs still stunk, but you tune in just to watch like Kyrie play because it was the young, fun. I'm just going to be tuning in to watch like my favorite handful of players on this team now.
Yeah.
I have fun watching Myles Garrett embarrass other players. I'm going to love watching Chubb run again, knock on wood. I'm going to love watching Wyatt pancake people when he's back. Get healthy, big guy. I'm going to love watching Grant Delpit still smash people through the ground. So on and so forth. Ladies and gentlemen, we promised a very short episode today. Why? Because
this is a miserable football team to talk about.
And this organization does not deserve much more of our time or your time as the listeners than we've already given them on Sunday this year. And once again, I don't want, because for the friends that we have in Berea on the roster, ooh, humble brag, say nothing personally against you all. This is, and like we've said many, many times, this is pain and disgust to the organization and the leadership. Not the players. Well, not most of them. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening once again to the Dogs of War podcast, number one podcast for the shittiest football team in the history of American sports. We'll see you again next week. For Raleigh, for Paige, I am Kevin. Good night, Clark.
We know there's power in our numbers. We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C., not extremist Bernie Moreno. If elected, Moreno can make the Radical Project 2025 playbook a reality. endangering our democracy and our hard-won rights and freedoms. Together, we can stop Marino and his allies from reversing everything our ancestors fought for: Social Security, voting rights, and more. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of life-saving drugs like insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.